How many flight schools are celebrating their 2009 financials? I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome into the Aero News special feature. Thanks for downloading us today. My guest is Bob Miller of Bob Miller Flight Training Incorporated in the Buffalo area. More importantly for most of our listeners, the publisher of Over the Airwaves, the journal for the proficient pilot. Bob, first of all, thanks for being here.
Well, Paul, it's always a pleasure to be with you.
This may be somewhat peripherally a safety topic, but I want to talk a little bit about the state of the flight school industry or flight training industry and talk a little bit about what you're doing differently at Bob Miller Flight Training, because you find yourself in an environment now where I noticed that for the holidays, like many flight schools, you're advertising introductory flights on your website, but you're not doing it for the bargain basement learn to fly now campaign, $49 or $59 price tag, and yet you seem to be doing well with it.
Well, one of the things that's happened in our little community is I believe firmly that since we started 2 years ago, that as Ross Perot one time said, there's been a giant sucking sound of students coming from other flight schools into our operation. And we're very proud of that fact, and we're also very public about what we're doing to achieve that notable success. And I believe that our competition is reading our newsletter, and now they're stepping up to the plate and trying to do some of the things that we're doing, and great credit goes to them. If we can draw more people out of the community and into flight schools, general aviation will be better served. But we're doing lots of advertising, but there are other things that we're doing, and one of the things that we do not want to do is compete on the basis of price. We never have been, we never want to conduct flight training on the cheap. And as a result, this is you know, creates somewhat of a controversy among marketing professionals is, you know, how do you price your product to achieve a strong business success and at the same time not gouge the public?
There was a campaign run by one of the Alphabet groups a couple of years ago that involved TV ads. And at the time, the introductory flight was, I guess, a 20-minute flight or a 30-minute flight for $49.95. You got a logbook which had your first flight filled out in it, and it was designed to be kind of a alternate way of getting the Learn to Fly Here sign into people's faces in their homes. It apparently pulled some people out, but it didn't seem to solve any of the big problems the flight instruction community is having. I mean, you can't just put a higher price on something and have it perceived as greater value. Why are people perceiving value when you're charging, in some cases, almost double what your competition is?
Well, we are charging almost double what our competition is doing, but we're doing things with that profit margin or that extra revenue that we're getting that our competition is not doing. First of all, we have had almost zero flight instructor turnover. We're making career flight instructors over at Bob Miller Flight Training. We have people now that are making more, and we're just doing our closeout for the 12 months. We have flight instructors that are making more than the captains on the regional airlines and senior first officers on the majors working as flight instructors. And they're doing it by working 5 days a week, and they're home every evening at 6 o'clock. They're home on holidays, and they have a joy and a thrill for teaching. And that produces a much better learning environment than paying a young new flight instructor $14 an hour so that he can build logbook hours and go on to the next job opportunity that opens up, leaving his students in a lurch. That has tremendous value, as you know, from the flight student's perspective, because he or she's going to have that same instructor throughout his entire training. That's going to speed the training. The training is going to be much more enjoyable. So sure, we're charging more, but we believe we're giving a much better product, not only in the quality of instruction, but the enthusiasm of the flight instructor. And Paul, I'd like to make an important point that needs to be made more often. And the fact is, aside from our accident rate, the greatest problem facing general aviation today is the dropout rate. It's estimated that less than 50% of every new student who receives a third-class medical and a student pilot certificate, and a medical certificate, less than 50% of them ever make it to check ride. And that's because of enormous deficiencies in the flight training environment.
Well, Bob, when we come back from the break, I want to talk about something else that differentiates your operation and have you talk a little bit about that, too, because just as you mentioned, You're closing out the books for 2009. So are a lot of other people, and they may be scratching their heads to say, what could I do differently next year? My guest is Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves, the journal for the proficient pilot. Back in a moment. I'm Paul Plack. You're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
This is a story of two pilots. Our first guy, the one with Garmin Waas GPS, he just arrived home from a trip, ready to enjoy a nice home-cooked meal with his supermodel girlfriend.
Chérie, viens près de moi.
But our other guy, the pilot without Waas, well, he couldn't quite make it home. Had to divert to an airport with an ILS approach. So now it's dinner from a vending machine in some crummy pilot's lounge. You know which pilot you want to be. Garmin Waas GPS. Follow the leader.
Chérie.
At Cirrus Design, we don't ignore the fundamentals of aviation design. We just give them an ingenious new interpretation. The Cirrus SR20 G2. Interested in a substantial airplane that remains practical and affordable? Whether you're a non-pilot looking to begin flying lessons, a pilot needing personal transportation, or a fleet customer selecting the best plane to meet the demands of a multiple aircraft operation, consider the SR20 G2. To learn more, call 888-750-9927 or check us out on the web at cirrusdesign.com.
Welcome back to the Aero News special feature. Paul Plack here with Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves, the journal for the proficient pilot, but also of Bob Miller Flight Training, Bob's flight school in the Buffalo, New York area. And Bob, we talked before the break about the fact that you're able to hire and retain more qualified instructors because you have a little more revenue to work with because of your rates. But the other big thing I noticed is when I remember my own flight training, the only planes I was able to get into at flight schools in most cases were beaters that were 30 years old or older that apparently were finally to the point where nobody wanted them for anything else. And I remember, you know, hard starting radios you had to pound on, cracked and brittle Royal Light on the interior surfaces. And that's not the experience you're going for.
No. The oldest airplane in our fleet right now is a 2007. The newest airplane is coming online on December 8th, and that's a brand new 2009 Cessna 172 SP. All of our airplanes are equipped with a G1000 glass panel, Garmin autopilots, leather seats. But more importantly, they have safety features in these airplanes that are not available in the older airplanes. We have traffic awareness alert, terrain alert, weather avoidance, even airbags in our seat belts. That safety factor alone is worth an enormous amount of peace of mind. But, you know, we have people who are coming to us that are driving cars with GPSs in them that have push-button technology in their cars. They don't want to get into those old rusted relics of an earlier age. And so we've invested heavily in our fleet. We keep the fleet updated. We keep the fleet clean. And so our customers that we're trying to attract, you know, with no apology, we're getting a higher socioeconomic customer. And for us as a flight school, these customers are learning how to fly. They're going through the ratings. And many of them are saying, you know, I don't want to fly a rented airplane after I get my certificate. They're anteing up and buying airplanes. And then we make it possible for them to buy airplanes by, in some cases, offering leaseback arrangements to the students who purchase airplanes. And we use their airplanes in our flight schools. So it's a win-win situation all the way around. But there have been numerous occasions where a person has come to our flight school and said, hey, listen, Bob, you're higher than everybody else cost-wise. And we just send them out on the ramp, have them sit in one of our new 172s, tell them how to turn on the master switch, the avionics master switch, light up the panel. 5 minutes later, they come back in and say, hey, how soon can we start?
Yeah.
You know? Flying is a lot like healthcare. You know, it's a lot like surgery in the sense that, you know, certain things you do not want to do on the cheap. You know, it's okay to go out and, you know, purchase certain recreational items because they're less expensive than others. But when your life is ultimately in the balance in this endeavor, you know, if I were to go out and purchase a parachute, I wouldn't get the bargain basement model. I would pay that extra dollar and get the best that's out there.
Well, and certainly to keep the analogy intact, you wouldn't go looking for a 30-year-old parachute.
Yeah, that's true. That's
well,
true.
Okay, all right. So it sounds like the secret to Bob Miller Flight Training at this point is instead of having new instructors and old planes, you have new planes and old instructors.
Well, not so much old instructors. I mean, we have 26, 28-year-old instructors who are earning over $65,000 as a flight instructor, and they're still in their mid-20s. That, as I said earlier, creates career instructors, but it creates enthusiastic instructors, and it creates instructors who value their job and who really want to do a good job. If they have a disgruntled student, I hear about it, and if I hear about it, they hear about it. So they don't want that to happen under any circumstance. So it's a good mix. Quality sells. In the end, quality in America is what our nation has been founded on in most cases, and that's the operation that we want to pursue.
All right. So if someone is sitting at their desk right now listening to this at a flight school, scratching their head, looking at an empty lobby, they've kind of ridden this downward spiral of declining value and declining cost together to about as low as it can go. How do you start? What's that first rung you grab to get yourself back up to the point where you can do the advertising and can offer the money to your instructors?
Well, you know, when I go to large meetings of instructors, as a Cessna Pilot Center, we gather two or three times a year in national meetings. And I talk to the chiefs of other flight schools, and I ask those chiefs, how much time are you spending in the cockpit instructing? And in many cases, I'm hearing, well, I administrate, I run the school, you know, I hire flight instructors. You know, the profit margins aren't that great. The chief, and I'm the chief in mine, we have to be flying ourselves. So, and that's the greatest return on time is when I'm flying, I'm not paying anybody else. I'm paying myself. Take a very modest, almost survival income in the beginning, and take every extra dollar that you can produce and put it into advertising, and put it into smart advertising. I didn't do this myself. I went out and hired an advertising specialist, a young lady named Chrissy Casilio here in Buffalo. She works for a company called Entercom. These are professional ad specialists. It's an advertising agency. And she put us into markets that I never would have thought of doing. She put us into messages that I never would have thought of doing myself. She took us out of print advertising, for example, and primarily on the radio, television, electronic media, and most recently, very, very heavy into the internet. She had our website redesigned. BobMillerFlightTraining.com has just been posted. It's a whole new redesign on that. All of these things are working to get the word out. There are people out there. I call them the Walter Mitties. They've dreamed all of their life of being a pilot, of wanting to fly. It just takes a very creative, repetitive message to get them out of their homes, onto the phone, out to the airport to take that first flight. And then once they're in that first flight with quality equipment, an enthusiastic instructor, they bite and we keep them.
Well, let's hope the fishing is better in 2010 for everybody. We appreciate your insights and wish you the best of luck, and we'll talk to you again next Monday.
Thanks a lot, Paul.
Bob Miller's monthly online newsletter is called Over the Airwaves, the Journal for the Proficient Pilot. Find the current edition and sign up to receive free notice when a new one comes out at overtheairwaves.com. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.